What is up, everybody? Today we're talking Tyrese Gibson's mental meltdown and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait.
It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
What?
I told
Wait
you we won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you're renting. Wave hello to the top.
Nigga, I see. Courtney, you was in. Courtney was filming. You were in the video.
She was back
Stewart.
In her college days at NERD.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart was in the video. She was having a moment right there. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. I'm your host, Daryl Christian. Joining me today is the dancing Courtney Stewart.
I know. I'm trying to get. I told him, get my energy up. I gotta
right.
go. Because it's cloudy and it's cool, and I just want to be out on a blanket with some chili.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that. I'm at work. So we gotta get it up.
You said with chili. All
I
right.
want some chili.
Yeah, well, she want to be under some blanket with some chili. I want to be at a bar for happy hour because it's the day of the dead, and I know all the deals are going down because we're in California and all the margaritas and the tacos and whatnot. It's your boy DJ Jesse. Boop.
AKA Steven Spielberg
yes.
today.
I know.
You're giving me very much film director right now.
Okay.
Right. But we got two special guests in the house. One is right next to me, Dr. Christopher Metzler right here.
What's up?
Woo-woo.
He's like,
welcome.
He's like, what's up with the suit?
I know.
Nah, I know. I'm like, hey, wow. Well,
I saw you dancing to the song.
You got it.
He usually comes with the suits.
Oh, that,
you know?
Okay. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, he usually has a bow tie or something going on.
Fall weather got him stepping out himself.
Right. Yeah. it's all about the chillaxiness this year.
Chillaxiness. Okay.
All right, our other special guest is Jared Ellis. You know him as Snoop Dogg in All
Hey.
Eyes on Me, Tupac's film this year.
Ow, ow.
Welcome as well. Going?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
welcome,
man.
Welcome.
He's a little upset right now because of the game yesterday with the Dodgers and the Astros.
Yes,
and I know
yes.
you know you're still mourning that situation.
Yeah, and the weather's not helping at all, like you said. But next year.
Next year, man. It's always next year.
But yeah, high hopes.
There's always next year.
Yeah.
Or another 38. How long was it?
Oh.
How long did it
wow,
take?
Wow, way to rub the salt in there.
Right, right.
I'm from Atlanta, and we ain't won nothing in my lifetime.
I'll be 50 or something.
This is my lifetime. All right.
Hey, I had my heart broken in January.
Yeah.
Okay, the Falcons. So I get you.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
I understand.
True. That's very true.
I understand.
Well, we got a lot of good topics today. We're
going
to start off with DJ Jesse J.
Oh, yeah. All right. So what is this man's name from Papa John's? Because I cannot.
We gonna
no
call
longer.
Papa.
We're going to call
Big Papa.
Papa.
John.
Big Papa John.
Papa John.
So, his name
you
is
know,
Papa John.
In the past, he has come out and been very vocal, which is an interesting thing when you want to sell some stuff. You probably shouldn't be. Okay. Well, he came out to say that he's kind of upset because Papa John's sales haven't been doing too well. And he feels like... You know, it's the NFL's fault that his pizza's not selling. He feels that because players are protesting and, you know, not standing for the national anthem, it's making people not want to eat Papa John's pizza.
It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Now, my thing is, Sarah, what are you putting in the pizza that you're eating that is making you believe this? Because maybe we shouldn't be eating it because the fact that you could
you're
even put that together
mind.
Is crazy to me. So Twitter, of course, took him, dragged him to hell.
Yes.
And everyone was just kind of like, dude, your pizza sucks. Like, no offense.
It's not good anyway.
It ain't 1997 no more, 2003. Like, I don't know what you did to the crust.
Yeah, we definitely don't know what you did to the crust.
Yeah, the crust changed.
So, I mean, I guess stock-wise, they've gone down 24%, and I'm like, dude, like, you know, you should probably stop watching football and focus on your pizza
right.
and figure out...
Focus on your business plan, right. brother.
You know what I mean? And stop worrying about racial injustices and maybe focus that through your company versus
right.
getting mad at it.
Stop trying to put yourself all up in your commercials. Maybe you need to focus on the ingredients in the pizza.
Right, honey. Because that Botox right there,
it ain't
sir...
Working.
Oh, yeah, Botox. The Botox is too much.
And then here's my thing, too. It's like, you know, obviously Papa John's, we were talking about this. Back in the day, college, that's what I used to live off of. The garlic sauce with the butter, I'd have 12 of them for a little small pizza and use all the butter sauce. All that changed, different subject. But my thing is, why is he even putting this in the same category as anything with any racial injustice or anything like that with bending the knee? Because a lot of Papa John's locations are also... in urban neighborhoods. And I'm sure that's a strong amount of his business.
Yeah.
So why would you even make that statement in the climate we're in right now? Because people are even more sensitive about things. If you want your sales to increase, you're doing the opposite to help that fact.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you should be doing some type of campaign to promote bending the knee, or okay. even if that's not what you
Watch.
Feel. But
Domino's going to come out with a take a knee
take a knee day. $5 off your pizza if we deliver it. You on your knee.
Well, Pizza Hut has already. So a spokesperson for Pizza Hut made a statement saying that, you know, it hasn't affected their sales. Their sales are still doing great. So you know.
His
well,
pizza's nasty.
He's like the sponsor of the NFL, though, right? Papa John's
is. Yeah, he is.
So I feel like they would take a direct hit for that. And I think that's good, though. Honestly.
What, that he would take a hit?
That we're seeing that people taking a knee, that these owners are losing money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, agreed.
I agree with that. Yeah.
So, so you really think people... I mean, look, I do not watch sports. I'll be the first to say. I never in my life have I associated Papa John's with anything other than pizza. Like you have. Like when you go into Papa John's, you're like, yeah.
They sponsor the NFL.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that Jerry Jones commercial when he's rapping?
Who?
Yeah. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys.
I know his name. I was like the white man with the gray hair.
I watch reality TV and I listen to a lot of music.
I feel like there's a bunch of businesses taking a hit from then taking a knee. Like DirecTV, a lot of people aren't even watching Sunday
Pass
anymore.
Because people didn't get their Sunday passes. And like, it makes sense. Like, it's correlated, obviously. Like, if they're not watching it on Sundays, they're not necessarily getting together and ordering a bunch of pizza on Sunday, which might be a day of high sales for them, and it's just not happening like it usually does.
Yeah, but how about your pizza?
Your pizza sucks.
Yeah. I just started eating Papa John's. I'm late.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're late to the game.
I just noticed the garlic and everything. That's good.
No,
so
it,
I get what
you're
saying.
It used to be better.
It was better.
A lot more garlic, as you can tell from my face.
It used to taste way better. But Papa John's, he has some problematic positions in general.
Right.
Like, I mean, he wasn't trying to, like, pay his workers no more money for real. He was against, like, the minimum wages increases and stuff like that. So I just think we already kind of didn't like you. And your pizza sucks, and now we really don't like you because you're talking about.
Okay.
So you really just didn't help yourself at all if you were trying to. So
because when Obamacare came out, he said, "Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to increase the prices so I can pay for all of y'all who is on Obamacare."
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I don't understand why these business people, as the CEO of a company, I'm concerned about my business.
Okay.
All that, Where is my money?
Where's the green?
You're supposed to close your mouth and figure out how you gonna make it work so you can increase your profit margin.
Right.
And he ain't doing that. You're doing the opposite, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, worry about yourself. All right, so positive news. So the Grammys are going to be coming up at the top of the year.
It's crazy.
And Clive Davis came out to say that they're going to do a pre-Grammy gala, and they'll be giving an award called the Industry Icon Award to Jay-Z. They want to celebrate Jay-Z this year. He's obviously come out to, you know, with his latest album, and what they think is that Jay-Z is somebody that this year that they really want to is moving people forward within the music industry. I'm excited for it. I think that it's to shine this light on Jay-Z, I think, is well deserved. I think it's a little bit late, but it's a good, you know, never better late than never. You know what I mean? And as long as we're turning the eyes and turning the ears, I support it. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Although a lot of my conservative brothers and sisters are like,
"Well, you look at me when you said that."
Yeah.
You hear side of the table?
Dr. Metzler is all over here with conservative. I'm like, I'm not conservative.
Look at that sweater.
I mean, that
sweater. That sweater is doing it. Yeah.
Make sure you know I'm not conservative.
So they're like, okay, how could you support that? Because Jay-Z does all of this. He's denigrating women, all of that kind of stuff. I said, well, you know, it's very simple for me. The same way you can support, I don't know, slavery. Because we heard the other day that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she's at the podium. And April Ryan says to her, "Does this administration support slavery?" And she just walks out. It's very simple.
Can't
yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And
you should have said no, sis.
Right.
You should have said
no.
And then General Kelly talking about a compromise, lack of compromise, led to the Civil War.
Yeah. So it was a lack of compromise.
Yeah, but there's no compromise in slavery.
No.
It's
no.
either slavery or it's not.
Yeah. No
so
compromise
true.
There.
No. There's no compromise there. And you could argue and say that capitalism itself denigrates women, and therefore we're all participants. participants in that.
Exactly.
So what's your point? Your argument is bunk.
Yeah.
Sorry, conservatives.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Jay-Z wins. Jay-Z wins.
I mean, I'm just happy. Kind of, it's, you know, obviously hip hop has grown so many years, especially with it being a recognized and honored at award shows like American Music Awards and the Grammys. So it is a nice place to know that it is at a place where they obviously it's part of our pop culture and that has grown enough where they do take hip hop artists and give them special treatment and special awards and honoring them. So
and not to be ageist or anything, but like finally, you know, someone younger because usually like these awards go to somebody who's either passed away or somebody who is like you know what I mean, not going to get up and do no performance or nothing. Right. But the fact that Jay-Z, you know, I think it's going to be somebody kids will be able to pay attention and be like, oh, I actually care about this pre-Grammy thing now because they ain't never checking for it before.
That's true. All right. So that's all you got for us?
That's it.
All right. Court.
All right. Well, I have the most exciting news that I read about something coming to television because I'm always excited about television because I watch a lot of television. And I'm thrilled to see that Angela Bassett and my personal woman crush, Miss Aisha Hines, and Jesse's crush, Rockman Dunbar, will be starring in a brand new series on Fox called 911. It's being produced by our favorite Ryan Murphy, who obviously worked with all of them before. There's some other great stars in there, including Connie Britton and a bunch of other people. And basically, it's following all of the like emergency response people. Mm-hmm. So police, EMTs, firemen, and we don't get a whole lot of details because they're trying to keep a lot of
it
on lock. No, it's a drama.
Is it called?
Why you got a fry?
It's like a dark comedy.
It's a dark comedy. I actually saw a preview for it the other night because they did it after American Horror Story aired.
This is weird. So because like the trailer because they have like three trailers out right now, and the one that I saw, it's like, is it a comedy? Like I don't know what this is. And then one was like definitely a drama.
Yeah, it was like 911. Yeah, it features something about 911.
Because Connie Britton is like the 911 operator that's getting like all of the information. But it's Ryan Murphy. He comes up with some wild stuff. So I'm just excited to see whatever it is, and I'm just excited about the cast and everybody. So you can check that out in January on Fox.
And Angela, stay working, Angela.
They put their team together, and they keep going, and we want to keep seeing her, too. So anyway, all right, so in other exciting news. We haven't done a Trump date in a whole while.
Oh,
you know, we go a few weeks at a time and try not to talk about
I'm excited.
You know, we try not to talk about Cheetos every week, but this week he's back. And it's not even him directly. It's sort of like him by proxy. So a couple articles came out this week talking about sort of the effect about Trump on sort of brown folks and brown entertainers' lives and their careers, because there have been a few of our people, Steve Harvey, Chrisette Michele, Tina Campbell, in the last few weeks that have been sort of in the news a lot about their choices in terms of supporting Trump and how it has affected them. So Steve Harvey, currently, his show, which premiered again back in September, he revamped his show, so it could be argued that the revamping of the show is really what has hurt it. But basically, his ratings dropped like by half. So his ratings are down on the show, on the talk show. Additionally, his what's the other show with the Little Big Shots?
Yeah,
their ratings went down on that show. And insiders say that Steve is starting to realize that when he went to the White House and supported Trump, that his core audience, which is apparently middle class Black people, I still don't know nobody that watches his talk show.
Nah, that's because they are at work, because they middle class Black people.
People at Planet Fitness, but number TV number four.
Well, I'm just like, I'm like, because I asked you, I'm like, who watches this talk show and how did it come back? But whatever. Anyway, so they say that he's sort of more aware, and they were talking about it at one point. Even his wife had told him not to go.
Yeah,
she thought it was a bad idea, but he went anyway. Mm-hmm. And but now insiders are saying that he's trying to, you know, shift some things around and figure out and work with some people to figure out what to do to sort of get his core audience back now that it's apparent that across his work, he's seeing an effect on his ratings and on his support from his people. Additionally, in the last week, Chrisette Michele been all over social media.
She's a singer, songwriter. She decided to perform at the inaugural ball after how many people said nah?
Mm-hmm. About 100.
And yeah. She need that coin, honey.
After everybody said nah, she was like, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to bring us all together because that's my plan. And she didn't even meet Cheetos or talk to him or nothing. And really, she didn't get to talk, period. So no. Bringing the people together, I don't really know how she was going to do that. Maybe there's some magical stuff coming out of the piano that was going to work.
No.
But it didn't work. But she's been getting dragged for that since January. And she has expressed in the last, especially the last couple weeks, how emotionally damaging it has been. And she's putting it out there that she is being bullied to the point of, I mean, she's considered suicide. She had a miscarriage, but then she posted somebody else's miscarriage and it wasn't hers, but she was trying to express to everybody what it feels like to go through it, which was all very weird. Very strange, but maybe she's just cracking up, period, because of all the pressure and everything. She apparently was dropped from her label. Maybe that was just because she's not selling. We don't know.
I love you, girl.
I loved her. Her music is great, but everything around the Trump thing has been a disaster. But she also tweeted out in support of Tina Campbell, who has also gotten some backlash about it because last week, or maybe it was the week before, Tina, who is half of the group, a gospel group, Mary Mary, was on the talk show The Real, and she discussed how she had voted for Trump because she had her Christian beliefs. And her Christian beliefs led her to believe that Trump was the better option, even though she didn't think either of the options were good. And, of course, social media came for her and dragged her down the street and took her wig off and threw it across the street. So she...
Look, that's why WE TV was like, this is going to be your last season.
It's the last season of Mary Mary. And she had a tour scheduled for the year, and she had to cancel it. And she announced the cancellation this week, basically because ticket sales are non-existent. Jeez. So, the Trump effect is real, but is it bullying that we're, like, coming down on these people just because they felt like they should support the Trumpster?
So, was it just one sister? It was just one Mary?
It was just that Mary, Tina. Yeah. But that's another one, because you have to consider all of the variables. I watched the Marys on WE TV, and this season, Tina, you are not a likable girl, so maybe, maybe it also has a lot to do with you,
that goes into
but
it, right.
That's just another element, so maybe, like, combined with the fact that you voted with Trump, and you're kind of not a likable girl, like, everybody's like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just go to poor Chrisette Michelle, I do, because it's just, like, I get it, it's just, like, January has well been gone and passed, and the fact that this girl's committing, I mean, look, I don't know what's going on with the miscarriage tea, like, girl, that's weird. We're going to put that one aside.
Yeah, we're going to let those Instagram photos go.
We're going to let that, yeah.
You know, that was a rough night.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like you going through some things. So we're going to just let that one slide. But I'm just like, I think it gets to a point where it's like, you know, we do kind of crucify people in the industry and in the media. And with someone like her, it's not like she went, came on that we know that she said she came out and voted for Trump. The girl, look, she's looking for a stage. At the end of the day, and I feel it probably wasn't the right stage for you to pick, and you know, you got the repercussions from it for the rest of the year, girl.
But here's the thing, if you associate yourself with him, especially during that time, people are just, whether you voted for him or not, people are still going to associate you with him and think that you voted for him, you know, and that you have to be careful with that with certain parts of your career, because she clearly had a successful run, but you know, that. Sensitive subject, you know, and she's clearly seen the repercussions of that.
I know, but she's someone like we talked about, like who was someone saying, like, hey, you know what, maybe there is a, obviously, girl, like you had real high hopes that you was going to sit down and talk to this man in any way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? Like, Omarosa is the only black woman that can be in that. I'm
just, and she's been real quiet, actually.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Why? What do you want?
Because
He was ready.
I put that key in the election.
Yeah, let me tell you, as it relates to Omarosa, I mean, first of all, she's been in the White House. What has she done? The answer is nothing.
Exactly.
Secondly, zero. She has no support from black conservatives. No. We're like,
but isn't that her job to bring the relationship between the conservatives and the non-conservatives and the black?
Is her job?
That's her relations.
But didn't she get kicked out of all the meetings?
Relations.
Yeah, but see,
African American relations.
Yeah, that's technically her
that's her
job.
Title.
Yeah. And she's not even in the White House anymore. She's next door in the old executive office building. So all that...
She's been real quiet. She's been real
quiet. Well, she needs to be quiet because she going to be walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she needs to be... I mean, and as it relates to... Look, with this president, I mean, I've been conservative probably since I was like 15. Mm-hmm. But with this president, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Well, he's not even a conservative. Like, no, you.
He's right. That's right. He's not.
He's not a Democrat.
He's a disaster. That's it.
He's an opportunist. Yes. And so that's why he and Omarosa get along so well, because they're both opportunists. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact is, before she came to the White House, her job was selling cell phones. So, but we're not going to go there.
While she was opening up the
Metro
church?
This
is why she was opening the church. Right. I mean, I ain't mad at the hustle. You got to have, you know, different avenues for revenue. But
I'm like, I got more questions. Like, with a provider? Was she like Verizon spokesperson? Like, who?
She was selling her branded
cell
phones. Stop. I ain't never heard of those.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she had psychic. Omarosa phones?
Yeah.
Omarosa.
And they weren't. That wasn't nice. I mean, from her standpoint, and you know, she's.
But married. Wait, look, how's her service though? Because my Sprint is real bad.
But no, she was a service provider. She just had a phone. Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, she has no policy experience. She has nothing. I mean, so as a result of that, black Democrats hate her, and black conservatives hate her. So she can get nothing done. And the fact is, she used to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
Except once she got fired from the White House twice. How do you get fired twice? And now you're back.
Back again.
Yeah.
I just maybe y'all can answer this question for me, just because you kind of brought that up, the experience thing. So like everybody sort of fed into this. The people that voted for Trump, a lot of them like, we wanted him to drain a swamp and like change and shift things up and all that. There is no other profession that I can think of that we are excited about somebody that don't have no experience and don't have a clue what the hell they're doing. And like, you don't go to a surgeon and be excited because you're his first surgery. Like, you don't go to a teacher and are super excited. Like, in fact, we get annoyed with TAs because we're like, you don't know, I want to talk to the professor. Yeah, like, right. So why in God's get? Like, I get you want somebody that maybe is not like entrenched financially and ruled by somebody else. But the idea that like no experience at all or any sort of relevant experience was a great idea, I don't know how to explain that.
Well, because it's identity politics. I mean, a number of people said, I will hold my nose and vote for him because he's going to change the courts. He is a businessman. You know, I'm sorry, you're a businessman. How many times did you file bankruptcy? But I digress. So a lot of people pretty much said, you know, we will take that. He's going to drain the swamp. He hasn't drained the swamp. He just brought in new alligators. And that's essentially what you have in Washington at this point. Lobbying has not changed. Nothing really has changed. Yeah. And that's the problem.
What do you feel about this whole investigation? Where do you think it's going to
go down.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm still on the fence if it's really going to go down.
Well, here's the thing. So way back in the day, I used to be a prosecutor. And so one of the things that we would do is we would try a case like you were taking down the mob, which is essentially what the prosecutor is doing in this case. You don't want to, the first person, you don't want it to be him. You don't want it to be anybody closely related to him. You want it to be, and if you look at the indictment, what it says is A and B. So essentially what you have, the indictment, the unsealed indictment, is A. We don't know if in B it is Manafort's indictment with information leading to Trump. We don't know that.
Right.
So the A and the B part is extremely important to look at. And then you have George, the guy they said, oh, he was the coffee boy. Coffee boy does not sit in the cabinet room.
That's true.
Next to the president.
That's true.
And that's the whole issue. And now one of his bosses had to withdraw from being the chief scientist, besides the fact that he's not a scientist. He knows nothing.
He's not a scientist.
Yeah, but
can I get a job?
Right. I like for real.
I dress like Steven Spielberg today. Right. Anyone want to hire me to direct a movie?
Easy six figures. Right.
I'm down.
So that's kind of what you have. But people really are so entrenched in this identity politics that that's what happened. But Hillary didn't help herself either.
No, of course.
You know, when true. You see the numbers that say the people who are coming out to vote are in rural Wisconsin, rural Pennsylvania.
You got to go.
You got to go there.
Yeah, and baby, if they coming out, they ain't coming out to vote for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No. I mean, so right. What are you going to do?
And Obama told her that. Yeah. You know, Obama told her that.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, so...
And I know she made a statement today. She said that the investigation should have happened before the election. You know, I think she made a statement today about that. So it's interesting that she's, you know, I'm sure she's very, she's sitting there wherever she is, smiling.
She's smiling a little, but she's still mad.
She's so she's sorry.
Because she, I'd be mad too.
I'd be mad.
Like she was supremely qualified.
Yeah.
But
supremely, and but she sat on that.
She sat on it.
But like, you guys can't see, I've done everything that should be president. Like, well, it makes sense. Everybody I don't see it that way.
Well, and then you, her campaign manager, if you're in a dog fight, you don't get a cat to fight a dog.
Right.
And that's exactly what she had. You needed somebody who is like Trump.
Yeah.
You need somebody nasty who will pull no
true.
Punches.
Yeah.
And Robbie Mook was sitting up there, oh, yeah, you know, we're great.
We're
good. Yeah. Thanks, guys. And we're like, dude, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And now we're stuck.
And now we're stuck. But we'll see how this all unravels.
Yes. Speaking all of right. unraveling.
Speaking of unraveling, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week. Nice. That was nice, Courtney. I'm going to give you that one.
I got skills.
That was skillful right there. Well, someone else who's also been in the news this week is Tyrese Gibson. He's been actually in the news the last couple weeks.
Oh, God.
A lot of people have been worried that he's having some type of emotional breakdown because it started, he's been in a kind of bitter custody divorce battle or custody battle with his ex-wife.
Custody battle with Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Fighting with Dwayne
Johnson. He's fighting everybody.
He's been very vocal about fighting with Dwayne The Rock Johnson about the next Fast and Furious movie because apparently he's upset that that The Rock has a spinoff from the Fast and Furious and that's delaying the process of them filming the next Fast and Furious starring him.
Coin.
And he needs his coins, especially while he's in this bitter custody battle, right? Well, he was concerning people this week because of the fact, for one, that he posted a video was about a 3-minute video.
No, it was 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was 6 minutes video. Right? I only got through. It's actually 7 minutes exactly. 7-minute video that starts off talking about his feud with Dwayne Johnson, and he goes and talks about his ex-wife, Norma Mitchell Gibson, and talking about kind of like that he's apparently paying her $13,000 a month in the divorce settlement and that she's trying to get more money, and then, you know, she has restraining orders against him, all this stuff that's going on, and he had this video that we're going to show you a little clip of him having a little emotional breakdown that caused concern.
Oh, God.
Don't take my baby, please. Don't take my baby. Don't take my baby. Oh, this is all I got. This is all I got. This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. And no one's listening because no one's in the courtroom. I'm not doing anything illegal. But I don't want nobody. Oh, my God. Am I doing something illegal by doing
this
video?
Or is this a piece of the 7-minute video? You can easily go...
Yeah,
many
it's
places,
everywhere.
It's everywhere, and look
everywhere.
At it.
Look,
now
it was Mental Health Day the other day, so we just
we're gonna let it go. Now he has made a statement that he is okay.
Yes,
he wanted fans to know because, like I said, this caused a lot of alarm, and people were like, "What's going on?" Now he also got criticized because some people were saying he is an actor, and is this all an acting scheme to plot against, you know, his ex-wife in court? And
that's not a good reel right there.
Because, you know, there's a lot of things going back and forth. There are court documents that show his ex-wife accused him of abusing their daughter, who's 10 years old. She said Tyrese hit their daughter 12 to 16 times and that the daughter said she could not sit down due to the pain. She also claims that Tyrese was diagnosed as bipolar and manic depressive by three therapists, and that she said that he also allegedly hit her while they were married, and even while she was pregnant. So there's a lot going back and forth with this. Tyrese, you know, has, like I said, mentioned that he's fine. But what do you guys think about all this breakdown and putting it on, you know, the video? And do you think that it was legit, or do you think that he kind of, you know, manifested that a little bit to help him with this case? Like, what do you think?
I'd like to believe that he wouldn't put his child out there in that manner. But I mean, like I said, it was Mental Health Awareness Day the other day, and it's something I'm big in and into, because I think we don't give people credit enough to what they actually do go through and what kind of stress that he really does go through on a day-to-day basis. And if he has been diagnosed with bipolar and manic depressive, yeah. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow. That's you're dealing with a lot internally, and that can lead to something like that. So I don't want to, like, take that away. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, bro, you be out here writing books, talking about, you know, man.
You are
oh,
a
man.
Very unlikable person because you have said a lot of very unlikable things yes. and represented yourself in a very unlikable way. So
you're looking like Papa John's right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to be sympathetic. I really do, because custody battles for anybody it's awful. And people say horrible things about each other oftentimes. Things that are not true about each other just to pull. And I think you have a 10-year-old daughter and you posted that, dude. Yeah. Like, the flying over the school thing with the flag, talking about Shayla the best or whatever it was.
You know, daddy loves you. It was something.
All I can think to myself, it was a plane. He hired a plane. Allegedly, he hired a plane to fly over. But regardless, like, that's still, her friends are going to see this and know this. She's in school. She's 10, dude. Like, I get it. You need to go. You got a wife. Go in the bathroom with your wife and y'all sit on the floor and pray. Like, why are you on Facebook?
Why do they got to go in the bathroom, though, and pray?
I don't know. Shoot. So, I mean, just like
in the living room, at least?
No, they need close quarters.
No, I was thinking really like a closet. That's what I thought bathroom. Okay. Like something prayer small room. Where y'all just together. Like a prayer room. Like a prayer room. I mean, bathroom is what just came to mind. But regardless, I'm just going to do something. Like,
I don't
just
see
don't.
How you can just take the camera and just record yourself. And then you upload it. And you're sitting there like, okay.
This is the right move.
Like, you have to put the title in.
Yeah, like you're so vulnerable in that moment right there. And you just upload that. Like,
that's something you record and then you like look at and you're like,
like, I just had to get it out.
Yeah.
Like, I
might not want to persend. Let me not persend or upload on that. Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, but it's hard. It's hard because I feel for the brother if that's the case that he's going through these things. And, you know, I want to believe that this is nothing that he's created to help him in his lawsuit. But it's kind of, you know, I don't know if I 100% believe it.
I'm telling you, his next book is going to be on mental health.
It probably is.
But listen, if it's true that he is suffering from
No, it'll probably be another book about black women and how they screw over.
They get men to that point. Yeah.
I bet.
I'm bipolar because of her.
Yeah. Like.
Well, today he also threatened to quit Fast and Furious.
Well, he came. He broke. He told TMZ he broke. That's why he upset.
That's true. But he basically said if The Rock comes back that he's threatening to quit.
Tyrese, you better close your mouth because they will replace you.
If you write your own music, then you'd be able to make coin off that.
Was his album good? Was it decent?
No, his album.
The Rock said it was whack.
Yeah, The Rock. No. I just watched The Rock video. That was hilarious.
The Rock said it was whack.
Okay, but like, I feel like The Rock listens to like ukulele. Yeah. I'm not here for The Rock's musical choices.
He was talking smack though, because Tyrese was talking all that crap. So he was like, "Yo, Black Rose
is whack."
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we wish you the best, Tyrese. We'll still keep reporting.
We wish Shayla the best. Yeah, your daughter.
Shayla. We hope your daughter is
Shayla,
okay.
Because Shayla got to look at those videos on the plane that's flying over our school.
Shayla is 10. Yeah. 10, you know where you at 10? At 10 years old, you in what, 5th grade?
And everybody's on YouTube, too, looking at it like,
everybody got a smartphone.
Shayla, your daddy.
Shayla, what's going on?
Your daddy crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Pulling the memes up.
Yes.
And I got a whole Twitter follower talking about his memes. And I'm like, these children are going to, they're poor.
Like, he washed Wendy Williams off the map.
Yes, he did.
He did, actually.
Because those memes were everywhere.
They were.
And then Tyrese took over.
He did. All right, well, speaking of taking over, our last story of the day is Tiffany Haddish is taking over Saturday Night Live on November 11th.
Yes, she
is scheduled to host the show, which will also have the musical guest Taylor Swift, if you're into her.
I love that you
Sorry, that's a little shade.
If you're
sorry.
That was a pretty tall palm tree.
I think this is going to be one of their highest rated shows.
It probably will be.
But I mean, I'm going to watch it live for the first time.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live announced it on Twitter. They also announced several other people that are coming up after that, including the week after. So, obviously, Tiffany Haddish is November 11th. November 18th is Chance the Rapper with musical guest Eminem.
That's going to be a good show, too.
That's going to be tight. Tiffany's everywhere. I'm really happy for her. She's been on BHL. We had her at the beginning.
She has.
So.
Really?
Yeah. She's awesome. And her side.
Why you sound so surprised over there, Jared? Jared's like, really?
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to just.
All right. Your invitation's revoked, Jared. We're about to promote your next film. Forget it.
I'm just saying. I always feel honored being in the same building.
In this room, she came here to Black Hollywood Live.
Why are you making that into a negative? He's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm messing with Jared. No, he was happy. He was celebrating. I just had to give him some crap.
He had hopes. He's like, I'm gonna be on SNL. Now you're sitting over here rubbing them down. Like Tyrese.
Right. Did I have my mental breakdown? Look, let me record myself.
I've been trying to make it a fan.
Let me record myself real quick. What'd you say?
Can I get a seat at the table? I'm happy down
here. He's like, I'm just trying to. Jared, you always welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that concludes our stories for the day. But just really quick, Jared, what are you working on new? What's your next project that people can see you at?
I'm just working on my own stuff right now. I've been writing a lot of my own stuff. I'm still finishing school, so I'm in school working on that.
What are you studying?
Fine art and business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, where do you see to take that?
I'm a working visual artist as well. Like, I had a show up in Portland, Oregon. I make mixed media hoops. You got to check it out.
Ooh, really?
It's on jaredellis.com. That's what I was doing before I was even acting. I was just into the arts. So, I just got an agent, so I've been going out to audition. So, hopefully I'm going to land something soon. I've been doing commercials, all that work, but yeah.
All right.
Well, man, congratulations with the film. I mean, I know it came out this summer, but, you know, everybody, it was a very high anticipated film. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure. Did Snoop help you with any of the, just some tips to play him?
Yeah, well, I got to meet Snoop and then Daz and his dad. Well, Snoop wasn't there on set, but, like, FaceTimed him. He kind of, gave me some of the gang signs. Because I was my first question was, like, yo, what can I throw up? Like, what do you throw up? So, like, I got the dog pound, all that stuff. So, that was cool. But yeah, like, a lot of the Death Row members were there. I got to meet them, and they helped me through it a lot. So, that was cool.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
What would you say was your biggest kind of lesson learned from doing the film like that and now going, getting an agent and putting yourself out there? That you didn't think before. That you're kind of like, dang, I was not expecting this shit.
how intense it was. Like, it was super. I knew it was work, but just like seeing everybody just working so hard, and the director Benny Boom, seeing them grinding, and the producer LT, and just like, wow, you guys are not sleeping, like really not sleeping. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to my trailer. But they're just like out there still working just to make that project happen. So I think that what it was, seeing like everybody come together and the camaraderie was like awesome to like be around that.
Well, great, man. Well, we're excited to see your next stuff and come back to BHL. All jokes aside, come back to BHL. We'll put you at the big table.
We'll put you at the big table. We'll talk about your stuff.
And you have to send us one of your videos so that we can play.
Okay, sweet. I appreciate that. Yeah, cool.
Sure. And then where can fans find you on social media?
JaredEllis.com. My Instagram is JaredEllis. That's JarettEllis, ELLIS.
Okay, cool. And Dr. Chris, where are you at next? What's going on with you?
Well, next, I'm working with an excellent PR team to take me from strictly politics to more lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to get my sexy on.
Well, I was going to say, I like that you're known as the sexy politics. Sexy politics.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today. Where can fans find you on social media?
DrMetzler.com is my website.
Okay.
At DrMetzler on Twitter.
Okay.
At DrMetzler. Also at Instagram. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
All right, you'll be taking them bathroom selfies.
Exactly. Jesse, where can fans find you?
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Courtney.
I'm all over at Stuart Starlet.
You can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we will see you all next week.
Peace.
Black Hollywood. broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Simply Instagram at KingXOBet. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.